Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Now, this afternoon, the Department of Finance released its latest Exchequer figures, which show a surge in corporation tax receipts that indicate a bumper first quarter of the year. The latest returns show the government collected 3.2 billion euro in receipts from the business tax. Our economics correspondent Robert Short has been sifting through the numbers for us and the detail, and he joins me now in studio. What are they telling us, those figures, Robert?
Well, they're telling us, so that figure that you quoted there for corporation tax is 3.3 billion in the first 3 months of the year. That was 1.3 billion higher, 71% higher than what they collected in the first 3 months of last year. Now, back at the end of the first quarter of last year, the department were surprised at the scale of the corporation tax that they were collecting back then. And they said that it might be a timing issue, that maybe, because corporation tax normally comes, it's paid in June and November, it might be a timing issue. Some companies may have paid it earlier than had been expected. But this year,
again,
it's even higher again. And they're also saying this year that it might be a timing issue. But they are saying unambiguously that bar an economic shock to the economy, they do expect to collect more in corporation tax this year than they'd penciled in the budget. And they'd penciled in just over 23 billion euro. It's an incredible amount of money. It's actually doubled since 2020. It's the second largest source of taxation in the Exchequer's figures. But and it depends, half of it, over half of it, in fact, depends on the fortunes of just 10 companies, 10 multinationals.
So that's why the red flags are going up in my mind all over the shop. This is not sustainable. It's not a sustainable economic model, is it?
It's a financial high wire act. And there's no doubt that it's not sustainable. The department itself and IFAC, the Fiscal Advisory Council, the central bank, they've all estimates for how much might be just once off a windfall for various different reasons. And they figured out that it was probably about 10 billion euro last year from that figure of 23 billion euro. But then there's a lot of balls in the air. So what is also happening is that you've heard of this BEPS process with the OECD trying to reform the way big companies pay tax right across the world. So one half of that is to increase the minimum rate that's applied to companies to 15%, and that's going to kick in from the 1st of January next year. We've signed up along with our European neighbours to do that. So that's going to actually increase the amount of corporation tax that we take in. But the second half of that deal is where the right to tax these big companies is going to be divvied out according to the size of the market that they're selling their goods into. So if you like, now, for the likes of Apple, that sells a lot of products right across Europe, but it's taxed here, we get a bigger slice of whatever their profits are. But if BEPS goes through in its entirety, then the big markets like Germany will get a bigger slice of the corporation tax applied to Apple's
profits. So we won't have the boon that we traditionally had, perhaps. How are they? Is there any indication at all, Robert, as to how the government is going to deal with this big surplus that we have in terms of corporation tax, or this big receipt of corporation tax? Could they use it for the various crises that we have in the country at the moment?
Well, the Minister for Finance, Michael McGrath, he announced last week, and he put a bit more flesh on the bones today in an interview that I did with him earlier today. So he's bringing plans to Cabinet in the next week or so, maybe even a little bit more than that, but in the next few weeks, to establish a new fund. So not the National Reserve Fund, which is already up and running and has 6 billion euro in it, but a longer term fund, which is going to sound very like the National Pension Reserve Fund that we use to bail out the banks, but will be used to fund things other than pensions, or maybe in addition to pensions. So it it is anticipated that it may cover some of the costs to the ageing population and climate change and so on. And it'll also be managed actively. Now, what that means is it'll be invested. So it won't be just sitting there in a deposit account. So that's one way of dealing with some of that windfall in corporation tax, that you use it to defray the costs that we know are coming down the tracks in terms of the ageing population and pensions and so on.
Okay, and many of those crises will have to be paid for one way or another. Robert Short, economics correspondent, formerly US correspondent as well. I'm sure you're watching Donald Trump walking from his car into the Manhattan courthouse with interest like the rest of us. He will be have his fingerprints taken, have the charges read to him, have a mugshot taken, and maybe speak to the media as well. We'll hear all about that just after the break.